Good morning. It's Friday, April 12th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Authorities have charged a 27-year-old man with attempted murder and kidnapping in a shooting that wounded a police officer in a Lawrence County emergency room. An arrest warrant says the suspect shot the officer, who then returned fire, striking the suspect in the arm. The officer was treated and released. A 32-year-old Greer woman is facing two attempted murder charges after opening fire at her home Wednesday night, shooting her father and brother. Authorities say the men had been shot multiple times. Both victims underwent surgery and are listed as stable. Police say a motive in the shooting is unclear. A teacher and a teaching assistant at a Greenville County school are accused of dragging an autistic student down a hallway and shoving his head. The student's parent is suing the Honeopath Elementary School workers, principal, and others for not notifying them or law enforcement of the April 2018 confrontation. The lawsuit says the child became overstimulated at a school play area when he was dragged and shoved. It says he was bruised and mentally injured. A white South Carolina man who pleaded guilty to trying to hire a hitman from the Ku Klux Klan to kill a black neighbor has been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. 26-year-old Brandon LaCroix was sentenced yesterday, with the judge saying LaCroix's offense qualified as a hate crime, but noted that the plan to have someone else killed was so serious she would have given him the maximum 10 years even if race wasn't a factor. South Carolina lawmakers are hearing from both supporters and opponents of the medical use of marijuana. Senate committees typically don't hear public testimony, but the Senate Medical Affairs held two hearings yesterday to fit in all the speakers on the issue. The bill, called the Compassionate Care Act, would allow patients with terminal debilitating medical conditions to purchase up to 2 ounces of marijuana or its equivalent every 2 weeks if authorized by their physician. The bill has little chance of passing the session after missing a key legislative deadline of passing through at least one chamber this week. Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera and a few players came to the South Carolina State House as lawmakers there consider tax breaks and other incentives to get the North Carolina team to move their practice fields across state lines. The Panthers currently practice and play in downtown Charlotte, North Carolina. South Carolina lawmakers are considering about $120 million in incentives to entice them to move some operations about 15 miles south to Fort Mill. Several senators have asked for more information before voting on the incentives, which passed the House. Memphis-based Fred's Inc. says it will close 159 underperforming and unprofitable stores in 13 states by the end of May. The list of stores being closed includes 11 stores in South Carolina. CEO Joseph Onto said the company will work to move employees to other stores if possible. KTM and Husqvarna are recalling some of their motorcycles due to a crash hazard. The problem is in the throttle. It can become stuck in the open position, posing a crash hazard to the rider. The two models in the recall are the KTM 50SX and the Husqvarna TC50. On the 27th, the South Carolina Academy of Authors will be inducting 4 new members into their Literary Hall of Fame. The honorees are novelist Elise Blackwell, journalist Kathleen Parker, the late author and editor Starkey Flythe, and historian Walter Edgar of South Carolina Public Radio. Those are your headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.